And we got music. Anyway, that was my fault. That wasn't the producer's. Anyway, this is the Gathering Offering, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network. And at the top of the hour, we tried to take care of just a little bit of business here for Republic Broadcasting. And if you want to contact them in writing ever, their address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you'll find that the folks down there are very polite, they're very helpful, and if you want to call them, say you don't know how to use something exactly right, you can call them at 1-800-724-2719. And I will abundantly assure you that every time I have called down there, people have been polite, they've been courteous, they've been helpful, and they try real hard to do a good job. So don't be shy of them down there. They ain't going to bite you. All right, let's get on back to Tom's and visit with Tom a little bit here. Are you there, Tom? Tom, are you still there or we lose you?
I'm here. Jerry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. Anyway, right, well, what the bad guys don't understand, the offspring of the serpent, the Christ has specific, exact numbers of the very elect, the elect, and the saint that he is going to be bringing into to the kingdom of heaven each time. And they think that they can mess up the Christ, but Christ is omnipotent, and he's going to do it. When we read scriptures, we read about the wonders of the latter day. And the wonders are that someone like me, that actually at one time thought he was kind of smart and found out how dumb he was, could alter his life. And this is going to happen to many, many, many thousands of individuals. And they are waking up. And as the Christ brings on various calamities, we'll call them that, it's going to wake more and more people up. And as people get woken up, they demonstrate courage. And when they quit being afraid, it just makes the Canaanites have a big lump in the back of their jeans. It scares them to death when we exhibit courage. And so the learning of time, when folks get time correct and they start keeping the Father's calendar and keeping his requirements, then the Father says, hey, they're waking up. Let's send them some help. And they do a little, and then the children do a little bit more, and he says, send them some more help. But we have to turn back to him first. He's not going to turn to us until we turn to him. So it's important for you and every listener to reach out, learn this stuff, and reach out to others. And that helps bring our other brothers and sisters waking their eyes up. It's really kind of simple. But we have to go back to his jurisdiction first. And if we don't do that, we're toast. Does that help a little bit, Tom, with what I'm trying to visit with you all about?
Yes, it does, Jerry. Another realm of deception you've opened up for me tonight, which I got to admit, again, you've done it again. You've opened my eyes even further. I'm aware, you know, that the world is virtually enveloped in every way imaginable in deception. And just pick a topic. It's a deception. It's a lie. And now you did it again. Time itself is deception.
Yep.
It's not just the world we're in, it's the time we're in. It's not the time that we think it is. It's not the time we've been told it is. You know, it's the old thing, is, you know, the truth just is, it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, it's still going to be the truth. And they are doing everything there is to lead us away from the truth.
Yep. Got a little short break here, Tom. Hang on, and I'll give you a couple closing thoughts that are past second grade.
Because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Returning to the gathering offering, and my name is Jerry Kirk, and I'm visiting with a gentleman named Tom Mitchell from Arkansas. He's not afraid to use his name. He's not afraid of the government. And, Tom, I'm going to give you a thought about time here in a second, but give me a second. I have another caller from Georgia, and I'm going to take that caller, but after that, I hope that you all will please understand, give me about 20 minutes, because now I want to get into some more stuff that to alert you of what I've discovered. So, but we're still, I want to catch this other caller from Georgia. So hang on in there, sir. Anyway, I will suggest to you that based on my learning, Tom, time as we understand it would occur when we're born and then we run through till we die. I will suggest to you that in reality, time works the exact opposite way. What I'm going to say in the next 30 seconds actually has already occurred. And time is revealed from right to left, not left to right. It's just because of our mind that we see it the other way. We're that confused on time. Chew on that a little while. Anyway, that's a little bit past second grade, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, and I can't prove that exactly, except that everything that the Father says, knows, predicts, always happens exactly the way it is. So it's already happened. We're just experiencing it from left to right instead of right to left. Interesting concept. Anyway, I'd like to move on to the next caller, and I believe that we have a gentleman from Georgia. Do we have a gentleman from Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Come on and identify yourself, please,
yeah,
sir.
My name's Steve Ray Baker. I'm from Cleveland, Georgia.
Sounds like you're not afraid of the government.
No, sir, I'm not at all.
That's good.
I have a question. There's been a certain group of people throughout history who've been kicked out of, I think, 109 countries. And I think they're in our country now. And that's what's wrong with our country. And I believe we ought to be the 110th country to kick them out.
Well, I will not disagree with you, but I think that they need to be kicked off the planet.
Yes, sir. Nuclear bombs and wood chippers.
Well, I suggest that is the job of the Christ, and he's returning where in scriptures it tells you an army of 200,000. I will abundantly assure you that is my study. There's 144,000.
Yes, sir.
And they are coming back.
Yes.
And they're going to give us a big hand.
Serpent sea rules earth.
Well, they think they do.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, rulers are a figment of our imagination.
Yeah.
And when we get our head on straight and we go back under the jurisdiction of the Father, the
yes.
Christ, and the Father's laws, we start getting our head on straight and we say, wait a minute, that's the real McCoy. And this is what sends fear into the offspring of the serpent.
Right.
And when we have courage to use our first and last name, which, you know, for years, whenever I call into anything on any media, I always use my first and last name.
I'm not afraid of that because they come here, they might not leave.
Huh. Well, you know, we all, you know, if we happen to be one of the children, we're going to live exactly to the exact second that the Father wants us to live.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Purpose,
and
yeah.
I'm always very cautious when people say this, that, and the other. I always refer back to scriptural types of description.
Yes, I'm CI. I don't know if you know what that is. I'm CI. I'm dual C line.
And, you know, I never talk about Semitic people.
Right.
I talk about Semitic language, and it clearly says that's a Hamitic language, and then I allow people to educate themselves.
Yeah, so I'm trying to educate myself best I can, yeah.
And so it's very important that when we do things, we don't get out there and put ourselves in a position where the bad guys can jump us. We have to be wiser than serpents.
Don't cut your nose off to spite your face, yeah.
That's right. So, you know, we can talk about goats, and we can talk about the offspring of the serpent. These are all things, the seed of the devil, your father was the devil.
Yeah.
These are all words that the Master, the Christ, used, and if we use his words, that gives us superior protection.
Yes, sir.
So that's where I come from.
Put on the armor of God, yeah.
That's exactly right. When we stand in his pavilion, he protects us from the strife of tongues.
Yeah, now you got the ADL preaching to our government what Christianity is. You know, that's just not right. You know, you get the SPLC and the ADL, which is they hate Christianity, and they're telling our government what Christianity is.
Yeah, well, I would like to point out to you, Steve, that the Christ makes it abundantly clear. He says, think not that I come for any others but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
He never says he's come for the lost sheep of the house of Christians, and I'd like you to chew on that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because for 42 years of my life, I called myself a Christian.
Yes, sir.
And I don't call myself a Christian anymore because the Christ ain't coming for Christians.
Right.
He's coming for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And let's be very clear. He says he has yet another flock.
Right.
And so let's not forget about them because the British Israelism does not want to talk about all the good men. And I might just be a good man.
Right.
And I don't want to be excluded if I happen to be a good man.
Right.
And I don't want to exclude anybody else. It's not my job to exclude anybody. My job is to allow people to open their eyes and maybe save them a little time.
Right.
That's all my job is, maybe save people a little time. They may not have had
somebody.
As much time to do research, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, I like because I get turned on to the research and I study for myself.
Learn to study so that you do such a good job that you can share it with your best brother and sister.
I can't communicate too well.
Well, if you use the word can't, It means you don't want to do it.
There's some reason why I can't. I'm not allowed to communicate so well.
You're doing a fine job tonight, but get your head straight.
Yes, sir.
Set a goal and do a good job, but never allow the word can't.
Yeah, can't never could, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, man, then let me go forward and jump a couple more things in here so everybody will have something to chew on for the last half hour of the gathering offer. Right, that'd be all right, Steve?
Thank you, brother, yeah.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Steve. One thing I'm going to take a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that when you use negative words on yourself, you implant those negative thoughts in your brain, and it restricts your ability. Now, I have no problems on a regular basis telling myself, how could you be so stupid, Jerry, to have done that? But I never say never. The word losing is not in my vocabulary with respect to what I want to do in my life. The word can't doesn't occur. What may happen is I say, I'm not sure how to do this, but I'm going to figure it out tomorrow or next week or next month. Don't allow ourselves to beat ourselves down. Everybody else will do a good enough job. And if you love your neighbor is supposed to help correct you. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be corrected at some times. But if you called yourself stupid as many times as I've called myself stupid in the last 20 years, it gets easier. But if I have the ability to be smarter tomorrow than I am today, everything's going to be okay. Just think positive terms. All right, I want to go forward a little bit on time of some of the things that happen to people that they don't see. And one of them is we have something called the seventh appointed day. And for years, I used the word Sabbath until I discovered that Hebrew was a Hamitic Canaanite language. Anyway, and I still make errors at times and refer to the seventh appointed day as the Sabbath. Man, I have a lot of history to get rid of, teaching an old dog a new trick. Now, they tell us on the calendar that there are 365 and a quarter days in a year. Well, let's go back to the very basics of the Word of God. It says, 6 days you shall labor, and the seventh you shall rest. That makes it abundantly clear that the total numbers of days in a year must be a multiple of seven. Seven into 364 is 52 weeks. Seven into 365 and a quarter comes out 52 weeks. Dot, 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 dot. What do you do with that other day and a quarter if you're going to follow the Father's laws? Now, don't fight me right now. Don't get defensive. Think about it. They've been deceiving you all along. Now, how did they do this? They did this through something called the Gregorian calendar. And this was put together in 1525 by a papal bull of the most Sanctimus Pius Papa Pope, a Caesar from the Khazars. Remember Tsar of Russia, Khazars, Caesar? Well, all those names actually were Pope, Sanctimus Pius Papa. Caesar, the Roman Caesars, they were called living God. That's what your Sanctimus Pius Papa Pope Gregory was. He called himself a living God. That should give us a little worry. Well, anyway, in this 1525, they decided to change the number of hours in a day from 18 to 24. And so right now today, yes, I must deal with people on a 24-hour day. But guess what? I am abundantly aware there's 18 hours in a day. We've had a little break, and we'll come on back after we list our sponsors.
Let's fly away.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Along the way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gathering Offering. And we're just talking a little bit about some of the mistakes or changes in time that have occurred. Next week, we're going to go into some of the positive sides of time that we can learn and we can take and do. Now, I was talking about the fact that the Pope, Papal Bull of Pope Gregory, in 1525, changed the number of hours a day from 18 to 24. Now, there's a lot of ways to verify this. One of the ways you can do it is go back to the history books prior to 1525, and you will find they had 18-hour days. It's actually pretty simple. Another individual many years ago told me, and I haven't seen this, but you can get a book called Connection. C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, by James Burke, B-U-R-K-E. And this book is on navigation. And in there, it will point out to you, according to somebody that gave me this about 8 or 9 years ago. But if you'll go to the subject of navigation, this is how you can verify there were 18 hours in a day. Yet we think there's 24. And that's to confuse us. So that when we look at the Book of Enoch, we'll say, golly gee, they're telling us there's only 18 parts to a day, not 24. Well, in actuality, when you do the math involved with that, you can work it. It can be worked. But this is very important to understand how they've changed time on it. If they gave us the right time, we would get on the bus at the right time. We would arrive at the train station on time to get on the right train. And if they confuse us, then we're, do we get on an airplane? Do we get on a horse? No, it's a bus. Certain day, certain time. So it's very important time. One of the other things that you can do to understand a little bit about time is England switched over to the Gregorian calendar in 1731. And that meant North America switched in 1731. And this is something that's helpful to people. Go look up George Washington's birthday. You will find he was the only president of the United States that was born in the same month, on the same day, in two different years. That's when England switched to the Gregorian calendar. If you do a good study of this, you will find that the Pope ordered a number of different times that they would just block out 10 days out of a year. In other words, January 1st become January 10th. They didn't always do it in January. And bingo, they were manipulating the calendar by 10 days at a pop virtually every 50 years. Now, when I say every 50 years, I have hard evidence that they did it at certain times, and then there's some other times that they say they did, but they didn't, and then they say they don't. And this leads to a lot of confusion. And so you have to take a look at this. They tell us that our days start, business days, start at about 9 in the morning till 5. However, in the Lord's calendar, the day starts and ends at 12 noon. I'm not going to try and prove that tonight. And all you have to do is go back prior to the 16th century, and you will find that if somebody had a contract and had to have something done, it was at 12 noon. They had to be into their banker, get their payment by 12 noon. Wasn't it 5 p.m. or 2:30? Certain banks use. Everything started and ended at noon. So they messed with us in time. Now let's go back one more time and think about how in the world can you have an extra day and a quarter in your year? Well, you can't. You have to throw out 6 days you labor, seventh you rest. You have to ignore that. You have to say, well, we're starting a new year. Well, what'd you do with that extra day and a quarter? Well, so some people go switch, walking Sabbath, this, that, and the other, and it's all baloney. They haven't studied. And it's all out there to confusion. There was a time frame where I had a lot of people that would come around, and they were keeping this Hebrew calendar, and they had they had it. And I simply would pull out 2 years in a row of a calendar, and to an expert, really good at this. And there'd be sometimes four or five people watching, sometimes more. And I'd say, simply, just make this easy on me because I don't know very much. I said, take this first year and tell me when Passover occurs. And tell me when the first day of the year occurs. And they'd make a little X and a little X. I'd say, okay, great. That's simple. Now, you're an expert, aren't you, sir? Yeah. Now, go to the next year and show me when your first day of the year is and the Passover occurs. And they do it, and I'd say, now, how many days are there in a year? I'd say, 365 and a quarter. I'd say, well, when you count from the first day of the year on that calendar to the first day of the next year and see if you get 365 and a quarter, and guess what? They never could do it. Come on back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for returning to the gathering offering. And my name is Jerry Kirk, and here we are talking about errors in time. And I obviously have not managed the time on the gathering offering tonight as well as I should have. And I'm going to run about 3-4 more minutes into your time. And so if you want, in a few minutes, you can give a call in to 1-800-313-94443. And you may agree or you may disagree or whatever, but we are talking about time and the errors in time that are in front of ourselves that we just didn't take a look because, I don't know about you, I was so busy out there making a good living and doing this, and I was on this, you know, like spinning wheel that they put gerbils on. And then one day I kind of woke up. Well, what we're talking about when we talk about the calendar and time is called religion. And I'm not involved with religion. Religion in its true name is called theosophistry. Theosophistocrats that use rhetoric and word art on you. And they repeat it over and over. And then as soon as you start to get it, they switch it again. As soon as you get it, they switch it again. And this is total confusion. the Father's time is exact. It never changes. It is alive. It is living because it doesn't change. Religion, theosophistocratic type of manure, changes. It says it's this, but we're going to kill that, and it's dead. That's what Canaanites do. That's what they do up in your state houses. That's what they do in Congress. They kill a law. They eat it. And then they build a new law on top of the dead carcass remains. That's why they're dead laws. When you bring confusion into your life, that's death. The Father's laws are constant. 6 days you labor. The seventh day you rest. You can't throw that out when you start talking about time. Cannot be done. When you take a look at when on our calendars of the Lord, the year of our Lord, which was given to us by, you know, the Sanctimus Pius Papa, Caesar, in the Vatican, called the Whore of Rome in the Book of Revelation, it tells you that equinox occurs all different days. I mean, 1 year it's this and 1 year it's that, and you keep checking it. It's always a different time. The Father's law requires that the Lamb, being the Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of the Father, be slain on the 14th day of the first month. So, my good Christian friends, I tease them, I say, you know, the only problem with you good Christian friends, you can't count forwards to three and count backwards to three. There's no argument in nobody's book that the Christ did not rise on Sunday. Count backwards 3 days. It's Thursday. You can look it up in history. You can look it up in the Vatican under subject on a subject called Good Friday. And you will find that one of these Caesars, Sanctimus Pius Papas, he said, hey, we got to switch it to Good Friday because we can't let everybody know he died on Thursday. And he tells you over and over, on the third day he'll rise. I've been on this Republic Broadcasting now for about 5 weeks, and I tell you that today is the second day of the week. Tomorrow, starting at noon, starts the third day. He tells you the third day. Good Christians, and I'm not trying to put down all Christians, it's just some deceived that haven't figured out they're not Christians. They need to come over here and be of the house of Israel. I'm not trying to put down all Catholics, all Methodists, all Protestants. I'm not trying to put down all of anybody. I'm saying, hey, you call yourself a Christian, and you know he rose on Sunday. How in the world can you follow where he said he's going to be the sign of Jonas, 3 days and three nights in the ground? I mean, it can't be Sunday. Count back 3 days. Count forward 3 days. That simple. Now, on our calendar, they tell us our year starts in January 1st. Go back in history. Go back 300 or 400 years. The year always started as the first day after spring equinox. Always. Till we got the Gregorian calendar. One of the reasons they had the Revolutionary War was because they switched when they got to January 1st. And the people of this country said, that's hockey. The other reason they had the Revolutionary War is because they jammed the King James Bible down on them. And all these people were reading the Geneva Bible. You don't read that in the history books, do you? People knew. Wait a minute. We always start our year the first day after spring equinox, and people go out there and measure it. Then they told them, hey, equinox ain't occurring when you measure it. And people said, wait a minute. I'm looking with my own two eyes. I know how to measure this. My dad knew how to measure it. My grandpa knew how to measure it. And you're lying to people when equinox occurs. It should make you rather upset when somebody lies to you and trying to keep you off the right bus at the right day on the right time. should make you really upset. But you shouldn't be upset with them. You should be upset with yourself. Because you allowed it. The first individual that I blame when I have a problem is me. However, it normally takes me an hour or two or three or four to get through whining and crying and bitching about what they did to me. And then I turn around and say, that wasn't their fault. I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. That's my fault. Accept responsibility and duty for your life. Quit worrying about some goofy rights. Rights are something that are given to you by a sovereign. And never, in the Word of God, are you given a right. Never does that occur except as to do right, as a directional sense. You're given responsibilities and duties. Stand up and exercise your courage and take care of your responsibilities and duties. Learn your time. You can't learn all of it right here. I can point you in some directions. Get busy. You've got brothers and sisters out there that are counting on you. I'm one man on the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas. You need to help other people. I can maybe help you save some time, but you have to take responsibility and duty for your brothers and sisters and say, come out of Babylon, brothers and sisters. Learn your time. We are in the latter days. And I hope you will understand how important this is. It is your brother and sister that may not get to the supper if you don't do your homework. And then you're going to have to live with that for all eternity. I want to reach out. And I'm blessed to be allowed to have your time, to have you listen. It is an honor to be allowed to have your time. And I hope that you will reach out and go to chat rooms and go to websites and call other media places and say, you need to listen to the gathering offering on Saturday, Saturn's night from 9 to 11 Central Time. And you go in and you go on to somebody else on another network and promote RBN, promote gathering offering, and then we'll get more numbers. By the way, our numbers are up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And some of y'all do its work. But redouble and redouble your work. We do have time. I will tell you that based on my learning, it's not going to go completely kapoof until the replacement building at the Twin Towers when you see the little horn up there. Yeah, you're going to see a little horn if I'm right in my study. Now, there's going to be some rough times before we get to that little horn being up there. But we're not going to, you know, it ain't going to happen next week. And we've got time to find our brothers and sisters. We have time to handle our responsibilities and duties. And you know what? Some of the choices are tough. You have to say, do I want to lay up earthly treasures, which the moth and rust and thieves can steal? Or do I want to lay up heavenly treasures, which no one can take from you? You earn those things. You earn them, and there's messengers or angels. I don't know exactly what to call them, but they're writing down what you're doing right now. Tomorrow, they're writing down what you do. And these are called the books of life. And they're based on the time. Everything's based on time. It's most likely the most important subject, provided that you've got it in your head. You don't think it. You don't believe it. You know it, that there's a Father in heaven, that there's his only begotten Son, the Christ. And I don't use any other words. And there's the Father's law. And in combination of those three items, it's terrible to say the Father and the Christ are an item, but I don't know how to explain it. They're called the Lord. That's Lord. That's the only sovereign anywhere in the entire universe, galaxies, whatever you want to call it. Everybody else is a pretender. And when you get that, you come and you get some freedom. Freedom to be a servant of the Master, the Christ. And that's what you got to get in you. When you get that in you, guess what? The goats, the Pharisees, they start having these big gooey messes in the back of their jeans. You can smell them from 100 yards away. And I love doing it. You should love it. It's fun. Now, I don't get to go out to dinner. And, you know, in like 1980, I married my wife and I in 1980. We could go out once, twice. We go out 10 times a week. It's only 7 days in a week. I go out 10 times a week. We spend $300-$400 on dinner. I don't get to go out to dinner. If I'm do good, twice a year I stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's my go out to dinner. But I don't miss all that other stuff. And, yeah, I have some serenity here. I made a choice to go from having buku to living on puppy money. That's what I'm living on this year, puppy money. I didn't, my hand didn't do any good at all. Lousy, you know, weather, you know, no rain, everything like that. My equipment broke. I'm living on puppy money. And I'm happier now than I ever was in my life. And next year when it's tougher, I'm going to look back today and to today and I'm going to say, you remember the good old days a year ago? That's time. And 2 years from now, when it's really in the toilet, I'm going to look back one more, you know, a year back, which, you know, I thought was pretty bad. I'll say, man, you remember the good old days? Love life. Love the adventure of life. Enjoy what the Lord puts on you. He's doing it to see, have you got what it takes? The old story. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. You get knocked down, you in the mud, in the blood, and you get yourself to your hands and knees, and then you get up. And that's what you got to have, that kind of courage, the times we're going into. Because guess what? He is not picking a team of wimps. He's not picking a team that says, oh, I love my jacuzzi. I love my Escalade. He's picking a team that loves him. That's what the music on the gathering offering is about. An ant knocking down a rubber tree. That's pretty hard to do, knock down a rubber tree. About falling in love and coming flying with him. That's what the gathering offering is saying. We have to get ready. And time is how we do it. But we don't do it sitting on our fat butts talking about it. We learn, we reprove, we reprove, and we take steps. And we become a force. And we take back the planet. You don't take the planet back by voting for some scallywags in Congress. All that does is throw you deeper in their jurisdiction. You don't do it by, oh, well, we got to have a new type banking system. My gosh, the Lord has a complete separate banking system that nothing like this is like it. It's totally fair what he does. You can't take and use man's laws to solve your problem. All man does is get it worse and worse and worse. And my heart bleeds for people. I actually talk to a fair number of people during the year. And I hear what happens to them. And we have some fine people out there that are being literally abused, raped financially, shot, tasered, killed. And I feel for them. But I tell them, get yourself squared away and get back under the Father's jurisdiction. And your problems shall start to dissolve. It takes your first step. We're the ones that have been disobedient. The Father hasn't been disobedient. The Christ hasn't been disobedient. We are the ones that said, oh, great, there's 365 and a quarter days in a year. We swallowed it. And I take the highest amount of responsibility possible. I don't blame anybody else. I say, Jerry, you were Dodo. You know, I knew in second grade there was something real rotten. And actually, folks, believe it or not, I got the snot knocked out of me in second and third and grade by teachers, by head principals, because I was reading the Bible. I'm saying, hey, it says this, we're not doing that. We're going to come back for the last part of the gathering offering, and I hope I'm not ranting and raving too much on you. Thank you.
Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree
plant. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're in the very last segment of the gathering offering, and I would like to tell you that next week on Saturn's night, we're going to look at some positive aspects of time. We're going to look at how we can begin to get time correct. We're going to look at it rather intensively on just one or two items. And people say, well, golly, one or two items, what about everything? Well, everything just can't go into everybody's head. Bingo. You have to get steps. You have to get it, you know, you got to get introduced to something. And then you get introduced to another phase, and all of a sudden it goes, golly, that makes sense. I actually spent over 16 months trying to decipher the sign calendar to absolutely ascertain how it would lay out. Then, a lot while I was doing that, I was taking measurements, verifying measurements to make sure that I wasn't looking at just black and white, because it's so critical. You must learn this. This is not optional. And you can be so valuable. You can make a donation of your time to learn this. Learn it so well that the closest, most dear anybody, you can share it with them and share it with them confidently. That's what the gathering offering is about. You making your donation of time to learn it, to get it, to go find your brothers and sisters so that you may love them. And I'm not talking about this gooey thing that we get between guys and girls. Loving them in a nice, firm, corrective manner. That's how you love your child. You love your child. Your actual physical child, by teaching them how to do things correctly. And sometimes you have to, like it says, bear the rod, spoil the child. Every once in a while you have to correct your child, sometimes verbally, sometimes a little swat in the butt. Well, that's what we have to do to our brothers and sisters a little bit. But we can't beat them over the head the first night. Whack! Hit them with a big baseball bat. No, we love them a little bit, a little bit. Listen to the music. I selected this music from Frank Sinatra because it has a message. We're going to knock down these big concrete dams. We're going to knock down them rubber trees. And I'm just a little old ant, but I can do it, you can do it. And let's face it, that's why the Christ is there for us. When we turn to him, he'll give us the muscle. He'll give us more courage. So keep hanging in there and do your work. Be ready to take back the planet. Thank you so much for listening to the Gathering Offering tonight. Have a great evening.
I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.